they just got the phone lines transferred today, so we're officially out of the 575 10th Avenue Southwest, suite number 4.
How many years had you been there?
I just looked at the contract this morning, and it was signed back in 96.
Okay. So where were you before?
We were in actually part of the jail, and I believe from around 77, 76 to 96, the sheriff's office was in the jail, and then before that it was in the courthouse.
You going to like it up here?
Yeah. It's like I say, we're out of the floodplain. We easy access to interstate, so we can handle our calls better, most of them anyway, and new start.
You're going to be working out some computer glitches and phone glitches for the next few days every time you make a move. So tell us about your phones. They're operational?
They're operational this morning. They were down for a little while they switched them over. But they're operational now. And, of course, like any time, if you have an emergency, dial 911. But our administrative lines are up and running now.
A little more space?
A lot more space with less dollars per square foot. So that's the nice thing. We're getting back to basically the space we had when we first moved in down there at the police department. We got nice meeting rooms and stuff like that up here. So,
how many deputies do you have? How many people?
Well, there's the office deputy and then the chief deputy and a sergeant and three patrol.
So you have a total of how many?
Total of six.
Six that are employed, including you and the chief
including
deputy?
Including me. Office deputy would be seven. And then we got like 12 reserves that we keep and train and stuff, and this is a nice place for them to come train. Now they got a place for their meetings.